Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Tzadi Gimel, the fifth chapter, Techilas Chochma Vereishis Das. We start by quoting a number of Pesukim. In Mishlei Periktes, Techilas Chochma Yiras Hashem, Vedas Kedoshim Bina. The beginning of wisdom is Yiras Hashem. Then a Pesuk in Mishlei Perik Aleph, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Yiras Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Chochma Musay Velim Bazo. And then a number of psukim from Iyoiv, Perik Chaf Ches. Ki yesh la kesef moitza umakoyim la zahav izaku. It speaks about gold and silver. Barzel me'afar yukach, mining of iron. Ve'evin yitzok mechusha, speaking about copper. Keitz sam l'choyshech, Hashem has placed an end to darkness. L'hol tachlisa choker even oifel ve'tzalmavis. And then we ask, v'chochma me'ayin timotzei. Where does one find wisdom? Ve'ez mekom bina. What is a place of understanding? Lo yeda enosh erka, ve'lo yisimatze be'eretz achayim. People don't know its value. It cannot be found in the land of the living. Tohim amar lo yibihi. The depth, the abyss said, it is not within me. Ve'yam omar eni medi. The sea says, it isn't within me. It's not with me. Lo yutan segor tachteh, ve'lo yishakel kesef mechira. One cannot exchange it for anything. Once again, v'chokhma me'ayin tavo. Where does wisdom come from? Ve'ez mekom bina. Where is a place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all who live. It's even hidden from the birds. He said, "Hen yiras Hashem yichochma. Yiras Hashem is wisdom. V'sur meram bina." Says the author, "Hisamek heitev b'pesukim ele yedidi korei. You should learn these pesukim well. They are in Mishle and Iyoiv Perek Chavches. Learn them well." You understand immediately. We're not talking here when the psukim ask, where do we find wisdom? We're not talking about human wisdom. Human wisdom is built either on empiricism, one conducts experiments and observes, or one uses abstract intellect in things like trigonometry. That's not what these psukim are speaking about. Mekor chokhma zoi anu mekirim heitev. We know very well the source of this chokhma, these disciplines, zeo sechel adam. The mind of man can conduct experiments and you can think and analyze and find things. That's not why we ask in Iyoiv, where is chokhma, where is chokhma? Ha-chokhma she'aleh medabuim be-mishlei uve-iyoiv, hi ha-chokhma elokis. The chokhma in which we discuss in these psukim in Mishlei and Iyoiv is divine wisdom. Ha-chokhma ha-elyona she'aleh u-shtesa ha-briya. It's the supreme wisdom upon which the Briya is founded. Va-mizgala b-tira k'dashan. The wisdom which is revealed then in the Torah. Aleha she'alu, that chokhma, regarding it, they asked, me'ayin timotze, where does one find it? What's the beginning of it? Hinenu magi'im kan lemakom gavoa me'oid. We reach here a very high place. Bechokhmasei izborach ein lanu hasaga. As far as Hashem's wisdom, we have no perception. Ve'rak mashu mimena nuchal le'asig. There's something that he allows us to perceive. Batera shi neiveles chokhma elyona yesh lanu havana kol day. The Torah, which is like the fruit that drops from the supreme wisdom. It's like the distillation, a little bit of precipitation from the chokhma elyona. Yesh lanu havana kol day. We have some understanding in the Torah. Ach gam al chokhmaso yizbarach amru. Regarding his chokhma, Chazal say, ant chakim velav bechokhma yediya. You have chokhma, but you are not known through chokhma. This is the hakdama to Tikkuni Zohar, daf yutes, divon Israel, posach Eliyahu. Above what Hashem chose to reveal to us of His wisdom, we have no understanding whatsoever. Ve'al ze neema, regarding which Chazal say in Chagiga daf Yud Gimel, "Bamufla mimcha al tidroish." Certain things that are hidden from you, you are not permitted to investigate. Uvamechuse mimcha al tachkod. Don't investigate. Don't research that which is hidden. Bameshu sheesa hisbonen. That which you permitted, analyze. Ein lecha esik banistaris. But certain things are beyond the human capacity, one should not even try to examine them. Im ken, kesheshalu b'yoyv v'chokhmaim ayin timatzei, if so, when in Iyoiv the question was posed, whence wisdom, where is it from? Hateshuvai, b'mufla mimcha al tidroish v'enecha esek b'nisteroiz. That would be the answer. Don't investigate that which you have no permission to investigate. V'achin kach, indeed, this is how it is. Ha-chokhma elyona ba'a mimakom mufla. The divine wisdom comes from some wondrous place. She'en lanu shum gisha aches elav ela yir'a. We have no approach to it other than yir'a. Zehu vayemer la'adam. This is why that paragraph ends. He said to man, hein yiras Hashem yichokhma. Through yir'a, one can reach it. But it is not an intellectually accessible place. We can hear better the words of Shlomo Melech in Mishlei, the Techilas Chochma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chochma, this type of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. We hear something here which is practical. If you wish to draw near it, the supreme wisdom, which is the Torah, we have to know that since the very beginning of this Chochma is in something which is beyond the human mind, and our relationship, our attachment to that which is separate, transcendent, detached, cannot be anything but Yir'ah. Therefore, we are required to combine Yir'ah with Chochma. That's in that second pasuk we quoted from Mishlei Perek Aleph. Yiras Hashem is also the beginning of Das. V'Das yamida asher ba chaderim yimaleu kol hoin yakar v'naim. The pasuk in Mishlei Chav Daled. It's the pasuk that speaks about Das. It's the midah through which the chambers are filled. It's a treasure. Hi mamshicha rimimus u'kdosha l'soch kol malchei hachayim. It's what draws sanctity into all the chambers of life. Im umnam hadam zecheh v'niyele bar das. If a person indeed earns this and becomes a bar das. V'gam ha-das reshisah ba-mufla zeh. Das also begins in this detached and transcendent thing called yir'ah. V'lachen gam ha-reitzeh l'knois das mukhach l'aschil b'yir'ah. One who wishes to acquire das also has to begin with yir'ah. Chochma v'yir'ah, das v'yir'ah. Tzeichos l'yos tzmudes z'lazeh. So wisdom in yir'ah and knowledge in yir'ah, they need to be combined, they need to be next to one another. Hu asher tenan be'avos be'gimel. That's the meaning of the Mishnah in Perek Avos. Im ein yir'ah in chokhma, im ein chokhma in yir'ah. They go hand in hand. The two sides of the same coin, one cannot have one without the other. Chokhma elyona hi ha'malach shalav hishtis ha'boreis ha'boreya kulam. The divine wisdom we're discussing is the process upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu founded the entire Briya, the entire creation. Ha'adam ha'nigash le'chokhma menaseh le'mashesh metzius einyanim ha'alacham. A person is approaching chokhma, tries to feel, to touch the reality of matter, the reality of these concepts. Batera anu me'mashishim, ma'u shetah. In terms of example, these are examples. So we try and feel, what is a shtar? What is a legal document? Ma'i avdus. Ma'i edus, what is testimony? Ma'i sukkah. What are the parameters and what's the concept? Ma'i melacha b'shabes v'cholei. In the Bria itself, so we feel the reality of Olam Hazeh, Sachar Ve'Einesh, reward and punishment, Yemayse Mashiach V'Chuleh. Zei Chochma Satira. Yir'ah Hi Hayachas Bein Nivra V'Yireh. Here we have a slightly different definition. It's a relationship between the created and the creator. Ha'adam Oymed Lifnei Bor'oi, Shul Mekor Chochma. The person stands before his creator, the source of wisdom, Hakol Yachoil V'Mechayo Yisei, the omnipotent, the one who gives him existence. Matam Shetzerichos Liyot Smudeis HaChochma V'Yir'ah. Why is it that Chochma and Yir'ah have to be inextricably linked? Me'ein Ze Matzinu Behad Nedarim Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We find something like it in that sugi over there, LePasuk Mi Ho'ish Yachacham V'Yavenes Zois. Who's the wise person who can understand, explain this? Alme avada ha'oritz. Why was the land laid desolate? V'yom Hashem alo yizvam esterasi. Hashem said, because of fosuk ma'atira v'lo shamu bekoli v'lo alchuba. They didn't obey me, they didn't walk in it. De'amro zeh chazal, ultimately they explain, she'en mevachim ha'torah tchila. The tremendous sin was that they did not make a bracha on the Torah. Meva'er sham ha'maral ki ha'kadosh baruch hu mekor ha'torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the is the source of the Torah. Utzrichim lakachas es ha-Torah im ha-makor shela. One can't just take the Torah without its source. One has to take it with the source. That's a famous mashal of the king who says to his new son-in-law, I can't take my daughter away from me, but I cannot separate from her and I need to be with her. The Torah cannot be taken without its source. Birkas haTorah yes kashus imikur haTorah. The bracha on the Torah is the binding, the connection to its source, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im ein mevarchim, if we don't make that bracha, or not do it properly, menatkim haTorah mimenu. What we're doing is to detach the Torah, just to take the Torah, but without its connection to Him. That makes the Torah into just another intellectual discipline. It is no longer then learned as a divine wisdom. It's learned as some subject. It's in this vein that Rav Gittel says, how a person who's relating a teaching, Dvar Torah, in the name of the one who said it, one should picture the one from whom one heard it as standing before him. By picturing the source of the statement in front of him, he'll say it properly. The main learning from one's teacher is by seeing him. Your eyes should see your teacher. From Yerushalmi in Shkalim Sof Perek Beis and the Korban Eidah over there. We hear another element over here. If you see in front of you the person who taught you this teaching, at the time when you're relating something in his name, that statement takes on a certain vitality. Therefore, the speaker will now say it properly as it was meant. We hopefully understand now the words of the Mishnah. Through Yir'ah, we then acquire sense of standing before the Creator, who is the source of this Chokhmah. And just like we learned now from Rav Gittel, through having a sense of standing before the Creator, it's like Rav Gittel's statement that if you're quoting such and such a person, you should picture him. So here, by having Yir'ah, which is not quite to picture Hashem, but to have a sense of standing before Him, mimele there's a vitality into this Chokhmah Elokis that we're learning. In contrast, Chokhmah netulas chayus enah Chokhmah klal. Chokhmah without vitality is not a Chokhmah, as we said above. It's just another intellectual discipline. Meidach, the other side of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, im ein Chokhmah in Yir'ah. Without Chokhmah, there's no Yir'ah. Ki kedei lehagi al Yir'ah, nitzchim lasak b'Torah. To reach Yir'ah, one has to have wisdom, one has to be involved in Torah. Ki hi aderech la'Yir'ah, that's the path to Yir'ah. What we've done now is to explain the connection between Yir'ah and Chokhmah. However, we should not forget that we've touched over here very exalted concepts. There's much greater depth in it. One should contemplate these words. Adkan.